Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Peya, Peirik, Hey, Mishnah Ches. There's a simple rule in this Mishnah. Shikha is on the way to the last stop. I cut the tvua, tie them into bundles, and bring the bundles to the last stop, the Gaddish. That's the final pile. From there we go on to the next process of threshing it. If you forget it, on the way to that Gaddish, so you have to leave bundles for the poor people. What if I first tie up the bundles, or the workers tie up the bundles, and we schlep it to a little pile, and our intention is to bring it from the little pile to the big pile, and you forgot some bundles on the way to the little pile, it's not shikha. Shikha is only on the way to the last stop. For that matter, let's say your intention was, okay, here's the Gaddish. It's usually done on the threshing floor. That's the final pile. We're going to leave it here. Now, for whatever reason, they changed their mind and they decided that we're going to move it someplace else and do the threshing over there. And as they're moving it from the final Gaddish, which they thought was the final pile, to this new place to do the threshing, they forgot some bundles. It's not shikha. Just like there's no shikha on the way to the temporary pile, it's only from the temporary pile to the final Gaddish. There's no shikha after the final Gaddish. It's only on the way to Gemar Malacha, not before, not afterwards. Zakta Mishnah. There's different pshatim over here in our Mishnah. We'll try to take the simplest pshat. Hama Amer, person is piling up the bundles. L'chevois, he's making a temporary pile in the shape of a hat. They shape it in such a way, the bundles are like a hat on a head. The head is the ground. Or Elechum Sais, they pile it into ditches in the ground. Also, just temporarily. Chum Sais means it's more hidden. There's a pasuk in Hazinu. Halehu Komosimadi, it's hidden. Or Lecharara, they make these little piles, round and flat, like the shape of a cookie or a pancake. Again, it was never intended to stay here. This was only going to be a temporary stop. Vila Amorim, or into small bundles. In other words, right now he's making small bundles, but the plan is to combine them into larger bundles. From two or three, he's going to make one. And as he's bringing the bundles to these temporary piles, he forgot it. Zakta Mishnah, Ein Loi Shikha, there's no din of Shikha. This isn't called forgetting, and the poor people cannot take it. Shikha is only when you're bringing it to the last stop, to the Gemar Malach. But, says the Mishnah, Mimenu, from these small piles, Vila Goyren. Goyren means a threshing floor. Threshing is they would step on the Tfuah, crush the Tfuah, that's the Malach of Dosh on Shabbos, to break off the outer shell. Usually the pile was made, the final pile called the Gaddish was made on the threshing floor. So Mimenu V'Lagoyren, when they were bringing it from these small piles to the threshing floor, so we're bringing it to the last stop, to the Gemar Malacha. If it's forgotten over here, then you have to leave it for the poor people. Then Yesh Lei Shikha, you have the din of Shikha. Now, normally, when you brought it to the threshing floor, that was the last stop. They would thresh it over there in the place where they made the final pile. Sometimes, for whatever reason, after it was piled up, they would take it from there to a different place to do the threshing. Zakta Mishnah Hama'amer LaGaddish. If he's piling it up for the final stop to Gaddish, and he doesn't intend to move it afterwards, that's where they're going to do the threshing, because that's the next step over here. Yesh Lei Shikha, again, you were on your way to the final stop. But if for whatever reason, after he piled it up, instead of threshing it right there and then, they decided to move it someplace else and to thresh it. Mimenu V'Lagoyren, so they moved it from the final pile, which we thought was the final pile, to a new place to do the threshing someplace else, and here you forgot some bundles, we also say Ein Lei Shikha. There's no Din Shikha, because just like there's no Shikha on the way to a temporary stop, it's only on the way to the final Gaddish, there's no Din Shikha after the final Gaddish. It's only on the way to the Gemar Malacha, not on the way to a stop before the Gemar Malacha, and not after the Gemar Malacha. Zakta Batanura, this is only if when they were taking it to the Gaddish, they thought the Gaddish would be the last stop. They're going to do the threshing over there. It's only later they decided, for whatever reason, they were taking it from the Gaddish someplace else. So on the way to the Gaddish, there is Shikha, and then it stops over there. No more Shikha afterwards. But let's say he knew that on the way to the Gaddish, for whatever reason, they're not doing things the normal way to do the threshing there. But he knew to start with, after this final pile, they're going to take it someplace else. then there's no shikha on the way to the Kaddish. Then if you forget it, it's not shikha yet, because it's also called before. And then when you take it from the Kaddish to the final stop, that's where you're going to have shikha. Wherever your intended final stop was, that's the Gemar Malacha, that's where there's shikha. Zeklal, this is the rule. The Mishnah does the Chazara for us here. Kolam Aimer Lamakam Shu Gemar Malacha. Anyone that's gathering the bundles. And this is the final step to where he thinks this is going to be the last stop. Yesh Le Shikha. That's where if you forget a bundle, you have to leave it for the poor people. Mimenu V'Lagayrin. If you decided to change your mind and you're moving it from the Gaddish to a different place to do the threshing, Ein Le Shikha. It's already after the Gemar Malach. And also if you're too early. If you're gathering the bundles, l'makom she'ena gemar malacha, to a temporary pile, where you're going to move it from that temporary pile to the Gaddish, also ein l'shekha. It's only mimenu v'lagayrin, from these temporary piles until the Gaddish. And as the Batanura explains, until the Gaddish that you think is going to be the final stop, that's where yesh l'shekha. It's only there, by that step, from temporary to what you think is permanent. That's if you forget it, it goes to the Ani. Before or after, there's no shikha. Seems the Mishnah is a bit repetitive. You have to understand that there's no extra word in a Mishnah. There are many, many different pshatim and mehalchim over here in the Rishayna, but our job right now is just to teach the Mishnah. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, as you get older, you learn things in greater depth, with more lamdis. But for now, we just plant seeds.